Hi, my name is David Max from HuskerMax.com, which I co-founded with Joe Hudson. Today is June 21st, 2010, and we're at the Dismal River Golf Course by Mullen, Nebraska, with the course creator, legendary golfer Jack Nicklaus. Jack, thank you for coming to Nebraska.
Hey, David.
I have some questions prepared from some of our members of our website.
Boy, look at all those pages.
It's large print.
Okay, David.
So how many golf courses has Nicklaus Design created?
Well, Nicklaus Design is about 350. I've been probably got about 285 or so that I've been involved in.
Okay. When did you first become aware of Dismal River as a potential golf course to design?
I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. We had... I was contacted about the property and came out and looked at it and fell in love with it immediately.
So, did you ever think you'd be designing a golf course in Nebraska?
Well, it's the only one I've done in Nebraska.
Okay.
And I had no idea that Nebraska had property like this. You know, they talked about, when they did Sand Hills, they talked about the Sand Hills of Nebraska, and I said, what is that? You know, I wouldn't know that. Anybody back east would know about Sand Hills in Nebraska. And you come out here and find out about the water supply that's underneath, the sand that's on top, and the amazing dunes that are here. It's just an amazing part of the United States. We would never have known it existed. I wouldn't have known 10 years ago.
Well, that answered my next question, which is what is unique about Dismal.
But you got it.
What do you think is the most difficult hole at the Dismal River?
About 1 through 18. It depends on which way you hit it.
Okay.
I mean, any hole is, you know, people ask me all the time, what's the signature hole on the golf course? And, you know, I said, well, they didn't hire me to do a signature hole. They hired me to do 18 signature
holes. Okay.
And so you're trying to do a golf course where the golf course has good balance. It has some easier holes, has some more difficult holes. But it always has a golf course that any hole can jump up and bite you. But any hole can be played. Sure, there's going to be under certain wind conditions, which you have a lot of wind out here. Some holes are going to play more difficult, and those are the ones obviously playing into the wind, depending on which direction it's coming from.
Do you have a favorite course that you've played, whether it's a signature course or non-signature course? What's your favorite course?
Well, after the 285 that I've done, those are all my favorites first.
Okay.
If I had one round to play, I'd probably go to Pebble Beach. I've said that for many years.
What tour victory do you consider to be your most memorable?
Well, I think all of them are very memorable, and that's sort of the way you look at it. The majors obviously are the most important ones from a historical standpoint, and I suppose my last major, the Masters in '86, would be one that most people would point out as being probably my most significant, because wouldn't anybody thought I could win it, including me.
Okay. Who was your favorite golfer to compete against and why?
Compete against?
Yeah.
Oh, I think my favorite golfer to compete against was me. You know, because I can't really control anybody else. There's nothing I can do about anybody else, whether it's Arnold or Gary or Tom Watson or Trevino. I can't control their golf game. The only golf game I can control is mine. And all I can do is prepare myself and be ready to play, and it's me against the golf course. So if I'm competing against myself to play well against that golf course, so... that's all I worry about. Whoever my playing partner is, that really doesn't make any difference to me.
Okay. Tell us about your latest course for disabled veterans.
We're doing one that's 9 holes existing in Tacoma, Washington, with American Lakes Veterans Hospital Golf Course, American Lakes Veterans Golf Course. And it's a golf course where it's at a VA, Veterans Administration mm-hmm. Hospital. And the people there that live there, they've had a little 9-hole golf course, and they wanted to expand it. They had too much play on it. And so Ken Still called me. He used to play on the tour and played with him on the Ryder Cup. I called me and said, Jack, would you help? And I said, what do you want me to help? And he said, I'd like to help come out here and design a golf course for a guy. And I said, sure, I'll do that. Count me in.
Right.
And then your Nebraska firm of Landscapes Unlimited has donated the construction of the golf course. So, along with Bill Kubley, which I'm sure you're familiar with Kubley, he's done that, and we've we're expanding it now from 9 holes to 18. We're going to redo the old 9 to make it a little bit better golf course. They're going to have a really nice situation, and we're in the process of wanting to raise money. I mean, it's pretty compelling to me that somebody, you know, has gone and given life and limb for us all over the world to come back, and you know, they want to rebuild their lives, and if we can help them do that, and that recreation. And there, I had a couple of guys, several of the guys. There was one there, Jim Martinson, on there. Jim lost both of his legs in Iraq. And he plays an easy, they call a solar rider. And the solar rider, you sit in there and you push has a little thing that can sit him up, strap him in. Yeah. And he took up golf about 18 months ago, and this guy cannot play enough golf. I mean, it's like a new life for him. What a nice man. What a great attitude. And they had other, one boy there hit the ball. I mean, he hit the ball further than I did with one arm. And they had another guy, you know, had part of his leg had been an IUD over in Iraq. I mean, all these kind of different instances. And you look at these guys who have given so much for us. To be able to give a little bit back something then is very special. So, to me, to give a design, what am I giving? I give nothing. That's a little bit of my time to do something. And these guys have given so much. So if we can give them a golf course and get people to help us with it, I mean, I think that's very special.
Well, you know, you and I have one thing in common, and it's not golf. You know, we both have had hip replacement surgery. And yours was 11 years ago, so how is it holding up?
I forgot about it a long time ago.
So you're beating the record, great. Yeah. So how soon after surgery were you playing golf?
I started hitting golf balls at about 8 weeks. I played my first tournament at 12 weeks, walked all 72 holes.
So how much golf do you play now?
About once a month.
Once a month? Right.
Maybe more than that, but not much more. I don't play very much.
Well, let's talk some football questions. You know, it's reported that you carry a Buckeye in your golf bag for good luck. You know, how closely do you follow Ohio State athletics, particularly football?
I have at least one in my bag. I'm sure that in case somebody steals one, I've got an extra one.
Okay.
But, well, of course, obviously, I went to Ohio State. I grew up in Columbus. I grew up a Buckeye fan. And, you know, my father played football at Ohio State, basketball, baseball. And so, you know, I've been a Ohio State fan all my life, and of course I get up to I live in Florida now, but I still get up for maybe 3 or 4 games a year.
Okay.
And so I see quite a bit. I watch it all on television, but you know, I follow other teams too. We have 5 kids that all went to 5 different schools. One went to Ohio State, and one went to North Carolina. One went to Florida State and played football at Florida State, and one went to Georgia Tech, and one went to Georgia. And all those kids went on athletic scholarships. So, yeah, I'm very proud of that. They went to all a bunch of different schools. Now I've got my grandkids coming along.
So you've got some...
Yeah, I've got Nebraska's recruiting one of my grandkids right now.
Really?
Yeah.
In what sport?
Football, right?
Football, right. You know, from an Ohio State graduate perspective, you know, what's your impression of Nebraska coming to the Big Ten?
Well, you know, my interpretation of what's going on, at least from what I've been told, is, you know, I hate to see the Big 12 get dispersed, but it looks like it's going to get dispersed.
Well, the 10 remaining teams are...
Well, but I don't think they're going to stay together. I don't think that's going to happen. I mean, I think what's going to happen is you're going to end up with 4 conferences, 4 major conferences, at least from everything I've been told by enough people that say that they end up with 4 conferences, and then they'll have those 4 conference champions play in the semifinals for the national championship and then the finals. And that makes common sense to me. Mm-hmm. And... you know, the Big Ten network has been very, very successful, right? Because I'm sure one of the things that enticed Nebraska to want to come into the Big Ten, and of course, Nebraska sits right next to Iowa, and you know, my guess is that you're going to have the Big Ten is going to be 16 or 18 schools, and my guess is that happens. And so, you know, it's great to see Nebraska. Nebraska is a great school and a great name and a great tradition to come into the Big Ten. So, I think it's a great addition to that, and I think it's. I think it'll help your recruiting. Nebraska will get stronger, and so will the Big Ten.
Well, great.
Yeah, it's a win-win, I think, for everybody.
You dotted the I with the marching band at the Minnesota game in 2006. And what do you remember about that experience?
Well, as most people I ever played in front. I mean, 20,000 sitting back there look pretty big, but you walk out in 105,000, that's a few more.
That's a few more, yeah.
I just said, I hope I don't trip over the white line getting out there.
What do you think about Ohio State's team this year?
They should be pretty good this year.
Yeah. So what do you think about Nebraska's team this year?
I know nothing about Nebraska.
So how do you think Nebraska will fare in the Big Ten?
I think Nebraska will do very well. Nebraska's had a couple of down years, but they started coming back this last couple of years.
Yeah.
And Nebraska's got a great tradition. They'll do fine.
So do you think Nebraska and Ohio State has the potential to develop into a rivalry?
Will compete in the Big Ten. Every school's a rival with every school, so Nebraska can certainly be that one with Ohio State, too.
So have you ever been to a game in Lincoln?
Nope.
Okay.
Never have.
Tom Osborne, he was unable to come today to play golf, and he sends his regrets. Have you ever met Tom Osborne?
Oh, sure. Tom, nice man. I've known Tom for a long time.
Okay. All right. I worked with Vince Ferragamo in his charity golf tournament. He just completed his 28th year. Have you ever met Vince?
No, I don't know Vince.
All right, so I'm sure he would like to invite you to his tournament some year,
yeah.
along with everybody else. You know, yeah. Last couple questions. You know, another famous Nebraskan, Larry the Cable Guy, told me that he has not met you, but he played sports against your kids when he attended West Palm Beach High School.
Is he from West Palm Beach, Larry?
Yes, he is.
Yes, how old is he?
He's probably 40, right in the early 40s.
So of course, we would have competed maybe against Gary and Jack, or Gary and Steve.
So if you do come to a game in Lincoln, he would like to meet you.
We can do that.
So I was going to say, is meeting the Larry the Cable Guy something that's on your bucket list?
Oh, I mean, that's right. How could it not be?
That's get her done.
That's right. So what do you have left on your bucket list, career wise?
Oh, I don't have anything on my bucket list particularly, but. I enjoy what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing golf courses. I get excited about being on a piece of ground. I haven't played here. Did I play a couple of years ago or not? I think we did. I played here a couple of times. I played once after we did the opening.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a couple of years ago. And, I enjoyed it then. And I came back and I really enjoyed the golf course. It's in really nice condition. We made some changes. Now, the golf course, when we originally did this golf course, I sort of felt like it was a golf course that it was going to be like no other golf course that we did. And the reason why it was is because the property was so unique, I decided to not move any dirt. And when I mean no dirt, I mean the greens were planted on the terrain and the contours that were there existed. All we did was floated them off and planted them. So the greens were very difficult. But it was what was there. I didn't figure that somebody who comes from Omaha or Lincoln or Minneapolis or Denver or wherever they came from wanted to play the same golf course they were playing at home.
Right.
I mean, I felt like if you're going to travel that far, you're going to have that experience. Why in the world wouldn't you want to play something different? So I left it unique. Well, evidently, a lot of people came and they got turned off with the greens. Okay. Well, they're ones that are actually paying the freight. Whether I like it and that was what I wanted to do, it isn't important that if it's not successful financially, then it doesn't make any sense. I can do whistle in the wind somewhere. It doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And so we came out about a year and a half ago. Well, about 4 years ago, we made a couple modifications in them to sort of soften up a couple places. But early last year, I came out, I guess, and I decided to modify some of the greens and take out some of the huge humps and try to keep the terrain and the flavor of what's here but make it more playable, and that's what we've done. And I played today and I don't play at all. I mean, I shot 68 today. I mean, I'm going to broken stop my age or better half a dozen times in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it with ease today. And it didn't even putt well. So the golf course can't be too difficult anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And, the greens, I promise you, I can play a pretty easy golf course and get you 68. And, but the golf course is so spectacular visually.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll change so much with wind conditions and weather conditions. We've got the golf course right now, it really hasn't been cut this, I guess we'll call it spring. The rough hasn't been cut, but the rough needs to be cut back so you can find your golf ball and move on. But the golf course is so fun to play, and so it looks intimidating, yes, it's user friendly, and that's what I wanted to get to. And so all my guys today, I had one guy came in from Denver, and I think he's a 7, first time he shot it, saw it today, shot 74. And, you know, I mean, that's kind of fun to see people be able to enjoy your golf course and still be able to maintain the flavor of the Sand Hills.
Mm.
And this is Nebraska. This is the Sand Hills. This is, Ogallala. Oh, I'm sorry. Ogallala, aquifer underneath. I mean, you have that situation here, and you've got it's so unique. And to bring people here to see it and to enjoy it and have fun with it, you know, I have to bend a little from my standpoint to make that happen. That's what I did, and that's fine because I think we did a better job now. I wish I had done that the first time, but you know, it's you pick up a philosophy and you're trying to do it.
Sure.
But anyway, it still fits the philosophy. It's still the integrity of it is still there, and the golf course is it's really fun, and you know, people come out here to play, they'll enjoy it.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, Husker fans come out here to Dismal River and play golf. And, Jack, you have an open invitation to Memorial Stadium whenever from Larry.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.